football, the 2019 football season well underway. 4-0, thanks to your leadership coach, Matt Mitchell. I know you'll praise your kids too there, won't you?
Yeah, we have a bunch of great kids. But, you know, it's everybody working together, coaches and players working together. It'd be great. So we've had some close games. We're kind of a younger football team, but our guys have stayed tight, and we've found a way to win all four of these games.
Awesome, and certainly part of Family Days with your game tomorrow. We'll talk about that. I want to talk, first of all, about Matt Mitchell.
Sure, yeah. I originally grew up in Colorado, grew up on a farm, and loved football. I wasn't very good at it, but found my path to a Division III school, a non-scholarship program, played there, and then when I got done, I actually taught chemistry and biology at a high school as an assistant coach and a head coach at a high school level. And then I just kind of got to that point where I enjoyed being at, you know, football a little bit more than maybe the biology and chemistry. So I got into the college route and kind of worked my way up and came to Grand Valley in 2004 as the linebacker coach. Was fortunate to be a part of a couple national championships. And then we went to the championship game in 2009. The head coach at that time, Chuck Martin, left to join another former head coach, Brian Kelly, at Notre Dame, and I was promoted to be the head coach. So this marks my 16th year as Grand Valley, 10th year as the head coach, and it's been an awesome journey experience. And every day is a new day, and always fighting to try to be the best that we can be. But I've really enjoyed this opportunity to live and work in West Michigan and be a part of this community.
Nice. Is it true that you did set a Grand Valley State record for most wins in a season for a first-year football coach?
I did, yeah. And obviously, when you take over and do that, that means that your predecessor left you some talent, and I was an assistant on those teams. So had some good things going on when we took over. And you know, we've done well. We're obviously striving every year. We have high expectations for our program to win GLIAC championships and try to advance in the playoffs. And, you know, it's been, there's been some years we've been able to achieve that, and other years you don't. But you keep finding guys that fit this university, and I think that's the biggest thing. We are the tops in our conference and one of the top schools in the nation in regards to our academic success rates, our graduation rates. Our kids are doing really well at Grand Valley. And so we have a few guys playing the NFL, but a majority of our guys, they're using football as a supplement to get their education, and we're glad that we're able to get a lot of guys doing that.
Well, I know thanks to the leadership of Andrew Murray, producer of our GBSU Sports Report, you're able to keep our community up on all of the winnings. You're going to win tomorrow night, my friend?
Well, we certainly feel like our best will get it done. That's what you always try to do, is you play our best. You know, I think you still understand these I'm dealing with, you know, there's 120 18 to 22 old males, and sometimes you're prone to mistakes and things happening. But, you know, we're just trying to be the best version of ourselves. I'm fortunate, I think, that we have enough talent that our best, we can you know, win every game on our schedule. Now, the question is it going to be our best? And so that's what we're trying to get done. And we have a lot of young guys playing right now. And so it's a process, and we have to continue to get better. I think that's one thing about Grand Valley football is that as the seasons have progressed, we continue to get better. And if our team has a growth mindset and has that attitude showing up, then we will get better. And, you know, Saturday is just another opportunity to see what our best is. A lot of people make a lot of things about the opponent, but really the opponent is just a gauge or barometer to see how good you are. And I'm just trying to, you know, get a chance to go out there and see how good we are tomorrow at 7.
Football head coach Matt Mitchell with us, playing tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, Ashland, as part of Family Days. What do you think about Family Days and family weekends and families in general?
It's awesome. You know, I think when we take a look at it from a smaller perspective, when we take a look at Grand Valley football, most of our kids are from Michigan, Indiana, Illinois, and Ohio, and that's intentional. We don't do a lot of out-of-state recruiting down to the South or the West Coast because a lot of the student-athletes' experience are tied to the family support. And so today, you know, with our Family Day festivities, that allows families that are geographically close to their kids to come and support their kids. And so we talk a lot about within our team, we have a brotherhood and the whole family concept. And I think that having family members being able to support all students at university, but especially the football players, is important. And we get great home crowds. We've led the nation in attendance the past 7 years,
nice,
which is really, really rare at our level. We average, you know, over 12,000 people. A large part of that is the students who really support us and the faculty and staff. But there's also a lot of families that come and support student athletes. And I'm just glad that, you know, people that have freshmen here at the university can come back to campus and enjoy this university with their sons and daughters and come out and take in a football game and see a part of what I think is the best Division II atmosphere in the nation.
You got little Trayton and RJ suited up yet?
Yeah, they're playing a little bit of rocket football.
Yeah.
And so they got some Saturday morning contests. They have two sons. They're 5th and 3rd grade. They're here in Allendale Public Schools. I live in Allendale. I live really close here. And so, you know, they're football, as you might imagine, with their dad being a coach. They're kind of football freaks. They watch a lot of NFL. And they come to every home game. And a lot of times we try to see if we can get them on road games too. And they very much support Grand Valley football, as does my wife. I have a very supportive family. This profession is a one that is a passionate profession. It's not something where it's a 9-to-5, you know, type deal. There's a lot of hours spent recruiting and game planning and things like that. So you have to have a supportive family, and I'm thankful that I do have that.
All right, go get 'em versus Ashland this tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, as part of our again Family Day celebration. All right, Matt Mitchell, what do you say? Go not break a leg, but go throw the ball.
Go be your best, you know. Try to win the day and be your best. And obviously at Grand Valley, we say a lot of anchor up and go Lakers.
Yeah.
And as we take the field, that's a pretty big deal. We say about probably 50 times a day on breakdowns and stuff, it's a great day to be a Laker. So that's what I feel like Friday is here. And being on your show, it's a great day to be a Laker.
Great. Oh, you're good. Coach Mitchell, have fun, and thanks for being here. And, again, thanks to our Andrew Murray with the Grand Valley Sports Report for featuring you. Take care.
Okay, thanks for having me on.
You're listening to the WGVU Morning Show from the Kirkhoff Center.